True wealth. True wealth is what we see when you and I get together globally, all of us developing our authenticness in a decentralized manner as we organize together our global general strike. Turning to Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, lessons from Proudhon, quote, "All men then are associated. All are entitled to the same justice. All are equal. Does it follow that the preferences of love and friendship are unjust? This requires explanation. I've already supposed the case of a man in peril, I being in a position to help him. Now I suppose myself appealed to at the same time by two men exposed to danger. Am I not allowed, am I not commanded even, to rush first to the aid of him who is endeared to me by ties of blood, friendship, acquaintance, or esteem, at the risk of leaving the other to perish? Yes. And why? Because within universal society there exist for each of us as many special societies as there are individuals, and we are bound by the principle of sociability itself, my comment, this principle being the earth speaking in us. We are in sync with our bodies, our earth, by attending to it. There is an argument to be made that not listening to our bodies, because forced to dissociate from them as infants, as subjects of rule made into of class, of the global state, is the source of all our malaises. Continuing, to fulfill the obligations which these impose upon us is the dictum of this principle of sociability according to the intimacy of our relations with them. Therefore, we must give our father, mother, children, friends, relatives, etc., the preference over all others. But in what consists this preference? A judge has a case to decide, say, in which one of the parties is his friend and the other his enemy. Should he, in this instance, prefer his intimate associate to his distant associate and decide the case in favor of his friend in spite of evidence to the contrary? No. For if he should favor his friend's injustice, he would become his accomplice in his violation of the social compact. He would form with him a sort of conspiracy against the social body. And I comment here, a conspiracy against the social body. And here we hear reiterated the meaning of Jesus when he said that he had come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Continuing, preference should be shown only in personal matters such as love, esteem, confidence, or intimacy, when all cannot be considered at once. Thus, in case of fire, a father would save his own child before thinking of his neighbor's. But the recognition of a right not being an optional matter with a judge, he is not at liberty to favor one person. But the recognition of a right not being an optional matter with a judge, he is not at liberty to favor one person to the detriment of another. The theory of these special societies, which are formed concentrically, so to speak, by each of us inside the main body, and which, by the way, I'm interjecting, power has made concentric traps in which we watch each other with suspicion. Self-regulation, I guess they'd call it, until we have our lives back. Continuing, the story of these special societies, which are formed concentrically, so to speak, by each of us inside the main body, gives the key to all the problems which arise from the opposition and conflict of the different varieties of social duty, problems upon which the ancient tragedies are based. The justice practiced among animals is, in a certain degree, negative, with the exception of protecting their young, hunting, and plundering in troops and uniting for common defense, and sometimes for individual assistance, it occurs more often in prevention than in action. A sick animal, although he gave a lot of exceptions there, but let's continue. A sick animal who cannot arise from the ground, or an imprudent one who's fallen over a precipice, receives neither medicine nor nourishment. If he cannot cure himself nor relieve himself of his trouble, his life is in danger. He will neither be cared for in bed nor fed in a prison. Their neglect of their fellows arises as much from the weakness of their intellect as from the lack of resources. Still, the degrees of intimacy common among men are not unknown to the animals. They have friendships of habit and of choice, friendships neighborly, and friendships parental. In comparison with us, however, they have feeble memories, sluggish feelings, and are almost destitute of intelligence. Okay, and I have to interject. He's going to continue on down this barren path, from my perspective, for a bit. And I feel called. I feel called listening to my broad social instinct. To my broad social instinct to interject. I much prefer the qualifier different here, i.e., the few non-animal folk I've been able to see suggest it may be best to reserve our judgment as to their intelligence, quote unquote.